Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
You know that over the years, many of us have had many questions about many things in life, things that we did not understand. Some things that have been answered for us, but then there are things that have not been answered at all, and so they still remain a mystery to us. And at some point in time, many of us have asked ourselves this important question, a question which seems to have a different answer for different people. And the question is this: by what standard do we measure the true worth of a man or of a woman? What criteria can we use to evaluate ourselves and to evaluate others? Many people have had many different opinions on this subject. Some have said that we can measure the worth of our lives by how well we handle ourselves under a great pressure or under great stress or even under great difficulty or while we are experiencing great failure. Others have simply said that we can measure our worth by what we do when we are alone, when no one else is around. No one is watching us. And these are some interesting and thought-provoking perspectives. But in the passage of Scripture that is before us today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 18, the Apostle Paul gives us the biblical perspective on this question. He weighs in on this issue. So what are the right measurements to determine the worth of a man or of a woman? And this is important to know, isn't it? Why? Well, because in the world in which we live, the standard for our behavior seems to be relative to the individual. And so for many people, there really is no standard of measurement other than their own measurements in their own mind. So we need clear-cut biblical teaching that Paul offers to us here. We need it if we are to be grounded in what is true and what is right, so that we might seek to live according to the truth of the word of God, so that we might please the Lord in all things. And so in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul offers a word of correction to the people in the church in the city of Corinth. And so he says to them what he might say to many of us as well. You are looking at things as they are outwardly. Prosapon in Greek. You are looking at things on the surface. You're looking at them in a superficial way. You need to look below the surface. You need to look at the evidence of your salvation as proof that we, Paul says, we who claim to be ministers of the gospel is what we are. We were among you, and what we brought to you was accurate, and it was true. It was of God. Since your salvation, Paul says, is the result of the ministry that the Lord has given to us among you. The best way to know what is not of God is to know what is of God, so that we can show discernment in what we hear, in what we see, in what we allow into our lives as people attempt to flood our minds with all kinds of things. We need the Word of God. The voice of Christ can be heard as we read the Scriptures. It can be heard through those who faithfully bring the truth of the Word and who live out that truth in their lives. Christ is the measure. He is the measure by which we can measure our lives. So, the true man, the true woman of God is known by their relationship with Jesus Christ. So Paul says, if anyone among you is confident in himself, as many people are, that he is Christ's, that he belongs to him, let him consider this again within himself. Let him rethink his assessment of us. Because just as he is Christ's, or at least he claims to be, so also we are Christ's. And if that person truly belongs to the Lord, then the Spirit of God will testify to the truth of who we are, so that those who doubt our salvation, those who doubt the worth of our ministry, and for Paul, that was in Corinth, let them look at the fruit in our lives. Let them look at the fruit of the Spirit of God as he works in us, because the Spirit will bear witness to the truth of who we are in Christ. The testimony of the Spirit is a way to measure who we really are. So Paul says in verse 8, even if I should boast somewhat further about our authority which the Lord gave to us, it's not really pride, because we use our authority in Christ not for ourselves, not to promote ourselves, but we use it for building you up in the faith and not for destroying you. Katharsis in Greek, not for tearing you down. The true measure of the worth of a man or of a woman of God is seen in the impact, in the positive impact that we have on the lives of the people who are around us. We sow seeds of light. We do not sow seeds of darkness. We seek harmony in the truth, not divisiveness in lies. So in all that I have done, Paul adds, I shall not be put to shame. I shuno in Greek. I do not bring disgrace upon myself, and I do not bring disgrace upon Christ. But though I speak with the voice of God, he says, I do not wish to seem as if I would terrify you by my letters. Ek phobeo in Greek. I do not want to fill you with fear. I don't want to intimidate you by my words, but my goal was to bring you to repentance so that you might experience the blessing of God. Even weeping over those that he loved in the church in Corinth, we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. true men and women of God can be measured by their compassion for others. They care about others. They care about them with the love of Christ, who laid down his life for us. He laid down his life for the sheep whom he loved. Well, yes, the critics of Paul concede in verse 10. His letters certainly are weighty. We can't deny that. Barous in Greek. They are heavy. They are serious. And they are strong. Eschuras in Greek. They are severe. There was no denying that the letters of Paul resonated with the fervor and with the conviction of a man who was being led by God. Some would even say they resonated with inspiration. But they pointed out, when you see Paul face to face, it's a different story. In fact, it's a disappointment, they say, because his personal presence is unimpressive. Asthenes in Greek. He has no commanding presence. He lacks charisma. He lacks charm. Doesn't even dress very well. His presence does not inspire anyone to follow him as a great leader. And his speech, they say, his words, they are contemptible. Exoutheneo in Greek. They amount to nothing. He's not eloquent. He's not impressive at all. But the true man or woman of God is not measured by these things. And so in verse 11, Paul responds to them and he says, "Let such a person who fails to see the truth concerning who we are in Christ and who maligns us and who falsely accuses us of inconsistency and of behavior that rests on the wisdom of men," that person should just stop for a moment and they should consider this, that what we are in word by the letters that we write and send to you when we are absent from you, such persons we are also in deed, in our behavior, when we are present with you. Either way, we are men of integrity. We are men of consistency. We are not hypocritical, unreliable people. But let me say this, Paul comments in verse 12. We are not so bold, tamao in Greek. We do not dare to class ourselves, enkrino in Greek. We don't presume to number ourselves or even to compare ourselves with some of those among you who commend themselves, who elevate themselves, who seek to establish themselves as men of God. We don't compare ourselves to them. In fact, we don't compare ourselves to any man. How can we? How can that be an accurate measure of who we are in Christ? Yet many people do that, don't they? But instead, he says, we measure ourselves by another standard, by a divine standard of excellence, leaving it to the Lord to assess the value of our work for him. But Paul adds, these men who are among you, they measure themselves by themselves. They set themselves up as the standard of excellence, as a standard of spirituality for all to follow. He says they compare themselves with themselves. They look at other people to determine their worth. Well, Paul says they are without understanding. Suni emi in Greek. They have no insight. They do not grasp the truth. But unlike them, Paul says in verse 13, we will not boast and glory beyond our measure. A metras in Greek. We will not stray outside of our commission from the Lord. A word that was sometimes used to describe a lane in a foot race. We won't wander outside of the lane. We won't wander outside of the path, outside of the assignment that God has set before us. But we will stay within the measure of the sphere, kanon in Greek, in the province of the area which God has appointed, which he has apportioned and has allotted to us. A measure, Paul says, that reaches even as far as you in Corinth. You're in the path. You're part of our assignment. Each one of us who belongs to the Lord has been given an assignment from him. And once we know what that assignment is, we need to do what we need to do. We need to be diligent to stay on track, to stay on the path in order to complete that assignment. For we are not overextending ourselves, Paul points out in verse 14, hupo erectino in Greek. We're not stretching ourselves too far beyond our assignment as if we did not reach to you. In fact, the church in Corinth owed its very existence to the work of Paul. For we were the first, he says, in verse 14, to come to you. Yes, even to you. We came with the gospel of Christ. So we're not boasting. We're not boasting beyond our measure, that is, in other men's labors. But we labored among you with the hope, elpis in Greek, with the expectation that as your faith continues to grow and you continue to see the value of the work that we have done for Christ among you, then we shall see our sphere enlarged even more by you as you become stronger and more grounded in the faith. And so we will then have the opportunity to preach the gospel even to the regions beyond you. So we do not boast in what has been accomplished in the sphere of another. But as it says in Jeremiah chapter 9, let him who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Let him boast in this, that he understands and that he knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness and justice and righteousness on the earth. All that we do, we owe to him. Therefore, Paul says in verse 18, he who commends himself, he who exalts himself, is not approved by God. That hurts, doesn't it? There's a lot of people exalting themselves today. But Paul says, the one who the Lord commends, the one who the Lord lifts up, that person is approved by him. As we're reminded in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, we are to do justice. We are to love kindness. We are to walk humbly with our God. That is the true measure of the man and of the woman who are in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.